This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing School of Rock.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Sticking It to the Man.
Step out!
Now, I love a bit of rock and roll. You can get some really, like, sexy rock and roll guys, you know? But then you have those ones that are, like, bald with a ponytail.
Oh, no!
And, like, I just don't want to sit in, like, a sticky bar. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and be on the receiving end of a stage dive.
Yeah, and pretend you like snake bites.
Oh my God, I forgot about snake bites.
Yeah.
There's this one venue in our hometown that is like known as the Rock Club. It's not even a club, it's like literally down some stairs and just like it's a tiny bar.
Yeah.
And I think I've been there once and it was so, asked for directions. Excuse me, which way is the exit? Like,
what? Where can I get the opposite of this? No, but I don't know if you've watched Daisy Jones and the Six and stuff, like that kind of rock music, the vibe's cool.
Yeah.
We want drinking whiskey from the bottle, sexy kind of rock and roll.
Yeah.
And then there's like, ooh, grow up.
Get a job,
rock and roll. Which is what Dewey's like in this film, isn't
it? Yeah, he's a bit of a bum.
Mm.
He just seems to be couch surfing between friends.
Yeah.
And not really doing anything.
So he's got this dream of being like a really famous rock and roll artist.
Yeah.
And to be fair, he's sticking to the man, but he's also like sticking to his direction of where he wants to go. Like, he really does want to pursue it, but
yeah. He
just can't make the rent at this point.
No, that's when this uptight private school come in and he's like, maybe I could create a band out of these unsuspecting children.
So maybe we should just get into this podcast, Schneeble.
It's pronounced Schneeble.
Okay, so now we're going into best supporting character. Now, something I love, this is a great fact for the film, Marta and Frankie.
I love this.
So they had like a reunion and then got together.
Oh my God. So Marta was the blonde backup singer.
Yeah.
And Frankie was the kind of beefy security.
Chubbier one with the freckle on his
back.
How right. Funny. Like, you'd be like, oh great, we met when we were 8 and I've spent my whole life looking for my soulmate. This was actually also Miranda Cosgrove's acting debut in this film.
Was it?
So, you know, obviously she went on to do iCarly and all of these other
Breaking Josh.
Films. Yeah.
Oh my God, but this was her first.
Mm-hmm.
She was amazing in this.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I loved when Dewey rips up the chart with the gold stars and just her reaction's like...
Oh no, so bless good. Her heart.
No, she's brilliant.
One of my favourite characters in this is Lawrence. Mr. Cool, piano man. but I'm not cool enough.
People in bands are cool. I'm not cool. And oh my God, the handshake that he does with Dewey. Let's rock today. We need to learn that.
It tickles.
It's an activity.
You know, yeah, if you've got 2 minutes to spare, it's brilliant. Okay, so what now? Oh my God.
He's great. He goes through a real journey. And apparently the actor, I don't actually have his name in front of me, but the actor said something very similar to the director while they were shooting. He was like, I don't think I'm right for this part. I'm not, you know, cool enough to be in this movie.
Yeah.
And the director was like, no, that's exactly what Lawrence feels. Like, use that. Someone that maybe shouldn't be best supporting character, but I just wanted to give a shout out to is Patty, Ned's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Purely on the basis that it's Sarah Silverman and I love her voice.
Oh my God, he's an idiot.
Yes, that was it.
We should talk about Zach.
Zach Mooningham.
When you were younger, was he one of your crushes? I feel like I fancied him in this film.
Really?
Yeah, when we watched it.
I think he's too pale.
Oh.
Like, it's quite ill looking.
Yeah, I suppose, but it was like between Zach and Freddie. But Freddie was not nice. I wouldn't have like dated Freddie.
No,
I know what you mean with his paleness, but he was like the good at what he does, but
yes,
keeps it to himself. I don't know. Yeah, like more cool about it.
Very effortless.
Yeah,
yeah.
Don't like his dad.
No. Pushy.
So pushy. Like, I mean, look, you're paying $15,000 for your kids to go to school per year. You have the right to be pushy, but not boring.
Yeah.
Although I like your camel coat.
And the little scarf. Yeah. The girls are getting it.
He's kind of a dope.
Oh, what about Zach? What happened to poor Zach?
His dad's more my age now. I love Tamika. She gives Mr. Schneebly, fake Mr. Schneebly, a turkey sub.
Yes.
When he's hungry at the beginning of the film.
Very generous.
And then she has the best singing voice. She gets a liken to Aretha Franklin in this film. Chang, chang, chang. Tamika, go girl. Love that for her.
She was great.
It was so, so good.
Yeah, I loved her.
And then also we do need to give props where props are due to Billy. Fancy pants.
Fancy pants.
Can I be the stylist? What's the prize?
His delivery was so good.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's only one person at the school that we can award best supporting character. And you know what? She's not even in the class. It's the crying girl, Emily. No relation.
Who, well, what you don't know, it's me when I was a kid.
Oh my God. Who we see in Miss Mullen's office. Now, you don't want me to call your parents, do you? It's all right, Emily. Don't cry. Just try and be a bit more conscientious. Would you like a hug? Ah! I'll be good, I swear. I want to know what that backstory is. Why was she called into the office?
And why was she so... She was too young to be at that school.
Right.
Where's her uniform? Was she wearing a uniform?
Yeah, it was like the green like pinafore.
Horace Green Elementary have got the uniform thing going on.
It's too fancy for kids that age. You know, like they're not going to appreciate it.
Yeah, I know. But then there's kids who grew up in our area and they used to wear straw hats to school.
I was actually a straw hat kid.
Barney's family was clearly rolling in those Benjamins.
Who's Benjamin? Well, speaking of straw hats, maybe we should go on to most iconic outfit.
Designed by me. Okay, so now we're going on to most iconic outfit. And I think I'd like to start in the absolute beginning scene, you know, when it's like panned down the hallway and they're at like a battle of the bands type thing. And Dewey's with his old band. He's wearing this like black and red Western style shirt. And he's got that like triangle star guitar.
Oh, yes. I know exactly the one.
Yeah, really going to town, jumps in the crowd and like obviously falls flat on his face.
Yeah.
And then it's a great transition from him being like face down into him being in the bed. Anyone else think that?
Yes.
Definitely.
The cinematography.
Love it.
They got it.
Love it so much. Have you ever been in a mosh pit?
Absolutely not.
Oh my my gosh. Once upon a time, I went to see Block Party. And this was when Foals were not a big band. They were like supporting Block Party.
Wow.
I know. And then we went to watch them at Earl's Court. And then I decided to wear this like almost like peplum black skirt. And I had some shoes that had a heel on, like a black heel. Anyway, because I have long hair, I remember sort of being pushed in the crowd. This is kind of my first like gig experience. And it was massive. And then I got pulled in and my hair was like stuck in between people. So I was being dragged along like from one side to the other.
Shut up.
And thankfully, because I had the heel on my shoe, straight into people's feet. No shame.
The only time that feels remotely similar to that is when I was at a Jewish wedding and I got sucked into, you know, when everyone like runs in a circle, like Hava, Nagila, Hava, and I got pulled in. I was like, whoa! It was like a tornado.
And then Dewey has another look that's very iconic him. It's his green t-shirt that says, getting lucky in Kentucky.
Yeah, he wears it too much. And I don't think he's washing it.
No, I don't think that's your lucky shirt, miss.
Yeah, he does wear that a lot. He also loved that scarf, that like teacher's scarf that he wears on the first day at Horace Green.
Oh yeah, the red one.
Yeah, does that make you feel more academic?
I don't know, it makes him look more like a drama teacher.
Yeah, Miss right. Darbus, straight from the Darbus collection.
Plot twist, you know, because our films link. Yeah. Mrs. Darbus's brother or something.
Yeah.
Both perverts for kids. But Dewey does have that, like, yeah, and when he wears that red scarf, his shirt, like floral shirt, tucked in, black bow tie.
It feels like he was like, okay, what would a teacher wear? Yeah. And literally, he's just pulled that together. I can't believe he owns a bow tie.
Who knew?
You know who genuinely looked quite smart and quite chic?
Who?
Freddie, the drummer.
Yeah.
In his white turtleneck and grey blazer.
Yes.
So chic.
Very chic.
Really liked that. Mm-hmm. In fact, all the kids looked very smart and presentable. I was very happy for them.
Yeah. Zach had a top hat when he was on the stage, which was kind of iconic. It wasn't a nice top hat, but it's just like...
It's memorable.
Memorable, exactly. Totally.
I also love just everything Summer wore.
Yeah.
She really was encompassing the like band manager vibe.
But...
And there's this one scene. She's waiting in the car park, leant against a tree, waiting for Dewey to roll up in his disgusting van. She's wearing a navy pea coat, green tartan scarf, black gloves, a grey beret, and her mouth is kind of squished to the side, like, because that's when she confronts Dewey and she's like, groupie, they're sluts, they sleep with a band. Honestly,
she knows.
Yeah. First hand experience, I heard the Wiggles.
Okay, so Rosalie Mullins. Miss Mullins, you're the man. Thank you. She has some brilliant little round glasses, doesn't she? Like, they're so small. It's like they're the actual size of her eye.
Yes.
But below her nose.
I would call them spectacles.
Yeah.
I feel like those are the epitome of, I'm wearing spectacles.
Yeah.
As opposed to glasses.
True, true, true. What else has she been in? Because
a lot. She said it's Joan Cusack, the actress, who is incredible. But I feel like this is the like stuffiest character she's ever played. And she does it very well. I also wanted to talk about Billy's first attempt at stage outfits.
Yeah.
He dresses Katie and Freddie in some choices, shall we say. Katie's wearing a red velvet peasant top with a grey sparkly skirt, red snakeskin tights and red boots. And Freddie's wearing a crushed velvet grey shirt with winged sleeves, grey snakeskin trousers and like a fashion scarf around his head, obviously from the Darvis collection. And God bless Billy. He's trying some things.
Yeah.
But I really like the stage outfits that they wear at the end, like the kind of school uniforms, but modified.
Love.
So clever.
The whole production, they really pulled it together.
How did Billy get Dewey an adult size school uniform?
I don't know. You just ask Billy and
you get it.
He delivers. Yeah. You want magenta? Okay.
Yeah. Dewey's like, I literally said no magenta.
But okay, speaking of that whole performance, the best Billy outfit that he has made for anyone is Lawrence. This is definitely most iconic outfit.
1000%.
He's got a cape.
A red cape.
It
really pops.
Yeah, he's got his hair in like triangle spikiness.
Yeah, it's kind of like spiky yet afro-y.
Yeah.
Even though his hair is incredibly straight.
It's a bit Sideshow Bob.
Yes.
And starfish at the same time.
Yeah.
He's just a cute starfish.
Superhero starfish, yeah. With the cape. Cool.
Shut up, starfish boy. You're yeah.
Play the notes. And I love when he's doing his little keyboard solo and he's like pressing the keys but also pointing to the audience at the same time. It's like do 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 do. And I really think it's the cape that gave him the confidence.
I think he's cool.
And maybe this leads us on nicely to best musical moment.
Okay, okay. Let's rock today. Hey.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So next is best musical moment, and I have such a soft spot for the backing singers in the band.
Cuties.
Such cuties. And there's a great little scene when they're auditioning and they're each singing their own songs.
Yes. They are a little bit off key, but they like really go for it. The sun will come out tomorrow. And then you've got Amazing Grace. Followed by Summer going, Memory all alone in the moonlight.
And he's like, stop. Like, we'll find someone for you. So apparently Miranda Cosgrove, who plays Summer, is actually a decent singer.
Yeah.
And she actually had to like spend 45 minutes practicing how to sing badly. I feel like she's laying it on a bit thick. Like, you know how to sing badly, but she really had to be like, oh God, I just don't know how to sing badly. I need practice.
Yes. What about the song, I had to do my chores today, so I am really ticked off.
So good.
But one of my favorites is The Legend of the Rent. Brody's, that means dry ice. We're going to talk about this later. But the legend of the rent was way past you. And then Katie, you come in with the bass. Well, you think you'll be just fine without me, but you're mine. You think you can't kick me out of the band, and then Zach, you come in with the face melter, okay? Well, there's just one problem there. The band is mine. How can you kick me out of what is mine?
Woo!
Yes! And then the backing singers are like, no, you're not hardcore.
No, you're not hardcore.
Unless you live hardcore.
Unless you live hardcore.
Ooh.
I feel like if we were in the class, we would be made the backing singers.
I would love that.
Yeah.
If someone told me I had to be a roadie, I would kill myself. And I've always said that.
Right?
It's just a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like the lighting and the stage manager or whatever.
No, I want to be the star.
Yeah, I want to be attention. What about math is a wonderful thing? That's a good song.
Yes, 3 - 4 = -1. That's right. And 6 times a billion is 6 billion. Nailed it. And 54 is 45 more than what is the answer, Martha?
9.
No, it's 8.
No, it's 9.
Yes, I was testing you. It's 9. And that's a magic number.
Love.
Martha can do math quick. Like, yeah. Honestly, I don't understand what he's asking. 54 is 45 more than what? Like, say it in English, do we? But God, he can write a song.
Yeah.
In terms of actual songs, we get Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17, mm-hmm. which when it starts, when he, you know, plays it on the jukebox, I was like, oh my God, Destiny's Child, Bootylicious. It's like, but obviously they just sampled it for that.
Yeah. Love a bit of Stevie Nicks.
Oh, yeah. There's a very quick bit where they're in the van and Dewey's playing Led Zeppelin and he like kind of turns around to look at the kids in the back and he's like,
yeah. They're loving it in that van. Also, side note, he's got so many instruments in that van.
I know.
For someone who can't pay the rent, like that keyboard's got to be worth 3K.
You've been eyeing that up.
I think it was a Yamaha. What about the, it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
There's like that one long shot over the credits. So good. And you feel like that's just them not even acting. That just feels like they're hanging out.
They're hanging out. Because yeah. There's a moment where Martha is singing at the end and she almost like, is it the end of the show or something? But okay, I do think we need to award best musical moment.
Yes. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking we should do Zach's song.
And if you want to be the teacher's pet, well, baby, you just better forget it. Rock got no reason, rock got no rhyme. You better get me to school on time. I don't understand how people can write songs and melodies that don't already exist. Like, right. I just don't. It's a part of a brain that only certain people have.
Do you know who absolutely blows my mind is Charlie Puth?
Yeah.
I love him so much.
He's like pitch perfect. He can hear like any noise and will be able to say what note it is.
Yeah, he's a genius. Like he can just literally just give him a few beats and it's like boom, boom, and just like makes a hit straight away. Unreal.
You know how he probably does it?
How?
Because he's got that eyebrow slit. I think that's where all the power is.
Oh, right. Mm. He's kind of like Harry Potter, just one day was born with a scar and now he's like magic.
Yeah.
I think that's from like a dog scratch or something.
Oh, I thought it was like fashion.
No. Oh, no. He hasn't fashioned. It's a natural scar.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Well, that worked out nicely for him. So now we're on to best quotes. And quite early on in the film, Jack Black has his read between the lines, Theo. Read between the lines. And he's holding up his 3 fingers.
Yes, iconic.
Jack Black truly makes this film. I could not imagine a single other actor in this role.
No. And also because he's so good at improvisation as well. So apparently all the nicknames in the film, he came up with himself.
Really?
Mm. He's just got that comic timing. He can do the... I love that when he's like, you want to talk to me about fashion? Look at you.
Yeah, look at your bow tie.
There's a quote where they're discussing about like, okay, let's figure out what kind of band you want to be. So who do you like? Christina Aguilera? Who? No, come on. You, shortstop. Puff Daddy? Wrong. Billy? Liza Minnelli?
Oh,
love him.
Oh my God. There's a bit where Summer just like wants to just try and take back as much control as she can. And she's like, Mr. Schneebly, before we start, shouldn't I first take attendance? He's like, okay, fine. Okay, now, Michelle? Here. Okay. And Marco?
Here.
Okay. Summer? Here. Let's see, Tamika? Okay, we're all here. And Dewey's just adoring. He's like, I cannot listen to this one second longer.
But she is born to read the register, isn't she?
Do you remember the power you had when sometimes you'd be asked to take the register back to like reception?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, that strut. I'm like, yeah, I'm holding this. And sometimes I'd even peek. Oh, who's not here today? It was the small things, you know? We didn't have a lot of power back then.
I love that. What about the bit where Dewey's talking to the Battle of the Bands director and the guy's like, what do they have? It's a rare blood disease. Stick it to the maniosis. What's that? I've never heard of it. You're lucky because it's hell. And then all the kids are like...
Yeah, and Freddie's lying like face down on the pavement. The commitment to the bit. We love it.
Love it so much.
These kids.
I do think we need to award best quote to the most amazing part in the film where Dewey is telling them to like, he's taught them how to stick it to the man and like, you need to be angry and have aggression when you're a rock and roll artist, like give it to me sort of thing.
Yeah. Right now I'm the man. Who's going to tell me off?
Shut the hell up, Schneebly.
That's it, Freddy. That's it. Okay, who can top him?
Get out of here, stupid ass.
Yes, Alicia.
You're a joke. You're the worst teacher I've ever had.
Summer, that's great. I like the delivery because I felt your anger.
Thank you. You're a fat loser and you have body odor.
All right. Now, what makes you madder than anything else in the world?
You.
Billy, we already told me off. Let's move on.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Okay, you see me after class.
Okay, so now we're going on to Can We Discuss? Now, we all had music class. Did you enjoy it?
I did, but I feel like our music classes were not what the kids at School of Rock are doing. They were in a full-on orchestra.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings me to my first point, which is that's not how classes work. Like, you know, you're like your form group. Not everyone can play an instrument. You might have like... three people that could actually play something.
Yeah.
But literally everyone's playing something in this class. It's so weird.
When I was at junior school, I did play the guitar. But, you know, your classic like, dun, 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 which was actually We Will Rock You. But then it was so eclectic because it would be like, oh, When the Saints as well. But then what happened was I had two guitar teachers. One was called Mr. Dunstan, I remember.
Yeah.
And then... I don't know why he started doing one of those like tour around the country with his band. They go to different schools and like play music and stuff like this sort of thing. And then my next teacher came in. God, he must have been like 6'5" or something. He was so tall. Wow. And people used to call him Big Pete, I think, for his height. And one day he just disappeared and never came back. So what? I just want to know what happened to Big Pete.
Oh my God.
Mister,
that's so
where
weird.
Did you go? You left me and then I just gave up my guitar career.
No.
I know. My career ended on Oh, When the Saints.
And you never found out where they were marching?
No.
You didn't get that far?
No.
Oh.
I know, it's so sad.
That's really sad.
And it just looks really cool when people play the guitar. Or like are just so musically in tune.
Yeah.
You would think, because like my granddad, he owned a music shop.
Did he?
Was amazing at every instrument, all of this sort of stuff.
Wow.
Maybe if I had have persisted... I would have been amazing at an instrument.
I've got one final thing.
Yeah.
And it's a quickie. And it's right at the beginning of the movie when Jack Black is playing with his old band.
Mm.
And there's this guy in the crowd. And on his phone, his 2003 phone, there's a message that says, "These guys suck. Leave?" Question mark. That text is in a Word document on his phone.
Oh my God. Are you... Kelly and Nelly from the Dilemma music video.
Literally! He's the original!
Oh my God, because she was writing a text in Excel and wondering why she wasn't getting a reply.
Yeah, babe.
Come on.
Come on! Some people just shouldn't have phones.
I know.
You know, the technology should not be given to
them.
They
just can't handle it. Okay, do you think you're hardcore enough for trivia?
Oof, no. End the podcast.
Strums guitar. Okay, so now we're going on to trivia. My first question to you is, what brand of guitar is Dewey trying to sell in the beginning scene?
Oh, no. Fender.
It's a Gibson.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know.
What happened to the teacher that Dewey is subbing for?
They broke their leg on the way to school.
Yes!
I don't know why I'm laughing.
she's fine.
She's fine. Okay, what is the class number on the door? What does it say on the door?
Oh, these are tricky ones.
I'll give you a clue. It's a number and a letter.
69C.
No. It was 21B.
Oh, close.
Yeah.
What was the name of Dewey and Ned's old band when they were together?
Oh, I know. Maggot Death.
Yes!
Ooh. No, thank you. What does Dewey say Mr. Schneebly's nickname can be?
Mr. S.
Yes, Mr. S.
Yes, because he can't spell Schneebly. Three E's? Come on, Dewey.
Yeah.
What are some of the names that the girls think up for the band name? There's three, but I'll accept one.
No, I don't know. God, I was obviously got a WhatsApp or something when that bit came up in the film.
The bumblebees?
Oh.
The koala bears. How about pig rectum? That's a mixed bag.
Yeah, like the koala bears. Yeah. What is Dewey's nickname for Summer?
Can I have a clue?
It's a Disney character.
Is it Tinkerbell?
Yes!
Yay!
Bing!
What is the name of the guy who replaces Dewey in his old band? It's like a nickname.
Spider.
Yes.
Yes.
That was an amazing outfit that he wore. The cutout.
Kind of sexy, no?
Yes.
There's something very seductive about that kind of rock and roll guy. Yeah. And like when he's talking to Miss Mullins, she's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, fine. Yeah. Seriously. In Dewey's room, there is a scarf hanging on the back wall in his bed. It's a band. What is the name of the band?
I'm just going to take a guess. Is it AC/DC?
No. But I'm like, but close. Close enough. When you're a non-rocker. Am I right? Black Sabbath.
Oh, okay. That's Ozzy Osbourne's band.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ozzy, Ozzy, Ozzy.
Oi, oi, oi. You can't not.
No.
Okay. My last question to you.
Yeah.
It's a finish the lyric. Mm-hmm. Fun one. Now, can I please have the attention of the class? Today's assignment...
Kick some ass!
Yes!
Woo! Do you know what? This was amazing. And I think we need to end the podcast because for some weird reason, some dry ice is like coming into the room.
Oh my God.
And like, why are the lights going all like blindy on us? Do you know what I mean? It's really loud in here. Oh no, it's someone's walking up to us with a snake bite.
Doubt it, doubt it.
But the legend of the rent was way past due.
That was the cats, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't my bass. That wasn't me strumming the guitar, that was just a cat. That's
who let all these cats on the stage? Get out!
Step off!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.